We've been hearing a lot about what's been happening on the field in Brazil during this World Cup, but advocacy groups say what's been happening outside of the stadiums has been worrisome. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Sao Paulo reports on what the World Cup has really cost Brazil.
What happened in Belo Horizonte on the field far overshadowed what took place off of it. Brazil was defeated by Germany 7-1, the worst showing ever by Brazil in a World Cup game. But only days earlier, in the same city, this was the scene when an overpass that was still under construction collapsed on a bus. Two people were killed and over 20 injured.
Yeah, I mean, it's true that these things do happen, but they happen with more frequency in rushed circumstances.
Christopher Gaffney is a visiting professor at Rio de Janeiro's Federal Fluminense University. The overpass was part of the vastly delayed infrastructure works associated with the World Cup. When Brazil was awarded the tournament, 56 projects were promised, but fewer than 10 were completed in time. There was a last-minute push to get things done here.
We have special contracting processes. We have projects that didn't go through any sort of democratic planning process. We have companies that are major campaign finance donors that are getting these projects and constructing things hastily with very little oversight.
In all, the World Cup will cost Brazil at least $11 billion. WAGs have noted that's $1 billion for every goal Brazil scored during the games. The bill for that will be coming due. Many local governments borrowed heavily to finance the roads, bridges, and transportation networks. Already, opposition lawmakers in the Congress here are calling for an investigation into World Cup financing. But it's not just the money. Even though the protests have been small during the World Cup, they have been violently repressed, say human rights groups.
It shouldn't give a lesson to public authorities to just do whatever they want without following the rule of law.
That's Maria Laura Carinho from Human Rights Watch in Brazil. The group recently called for an investigation into allegations that security officials planted evidence on two protesters. The pair are also being held without charge for longer than the legal limit of 15 days. Two human rights lawyers taken into custody during a separate protest claimed they were beaten by police.
These few incidents that happened recently, I think there are indications that the rule of law has not been followed the way it should.
The actions of local governments during the World Cup, too, have been coming under criticism. In the state of Sao Paulo, a law that would outlaw the use of masks during protests and require all public gatherings of any sort to notify police has been passed by the state Congress. It's waiting for the governor's approval. Flavio Siqueira is a lawyer at the Conectus human rights organization. He says there was no public debate. There were no public audiences. This law was forwarded to the governor in the dead of night. It passed through three internal committees, he says, and was voted on the same day, which is rare, he says. Both the police and the politicians say the tactics are necessary to curb the violence and vandalism that have often accompanied the demonstrations. But Christopher Gaffney says everyone's eyes have been on the games to the detriment of human rights here.
When the circus is going on, you can use that as an opportunity to pursue other agendas. And I think that that has been happening in the political and economic realms, and certainly as well with public security.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Sao Paulo.